Welcome to episode number 102 and the start of season 10. New listings and navigating your first 90 days, they are crucial to your product staying on shelf. As we start quarter two of the calendar year, if you've just landed on shelf, as I know many have or are about to, or want to get up to speed with what to do so you're ready when you do, you're in the right place. In this episode, I give you the crucial and simple steps to building relationships that can lay the foundation for your success. It's a short episode because whilst the steps are few, your planning and execution need to be perfect. Your long-term success depends upon it. Creating a game plan specific to a new stocker starts with excellent execution, and that plan must be linked to your overarching sales and marketing strategy. The first 90 days plan should not sit in isolation from anything else you're doing. Everything is related back to your strategy. Strategies don't change, tactics do. Listen for the steps and then go and take action. This episode of Foodpreneur with Chelsea Ford is brought to you by One Seen Bean, a communications consultancy that rebels against the dominance of deep-pocketed giants. Check them out via the link in the show notes. And Foodpreneurs Festival, a must-attend event dedicated to bringing specialty packaged food, drink, and pet food brand owners, retail buyers, media, and industry experts together under one roof. You're listening to the Foodpreneur with Chelsea Ford podcast, where we're driving the movement to enable small batch producers and challenger brand owners to make their mark on the consumer packaged goods industry forward. By inspiring you to the forefront of the market, together we give consumers a choice of brands. On the show, you'll hear conversations with foodpreneurs who spill the beans on how they've overcome challenges and harnessed successes. Conversations with hand-picked, hard-to-reach industry specialists on what it really takes to scale. And my advice as a former FMCG sales director and award-winning business coach on what you need to do to be profitable. If you're ready to land more accounts, get more product in more consumers' hands, and put more money in your pocket for every product you sell, you're in the right place. I'm Chelsea Ford, your host and passionate small business advocate. Tune in with me every week to feel less alone, more confident, and excited about your journey ahead. This is the Foodpreneur with Chelsea Ford podcast. There's three steps that are key to a rocking quarter two and preparing your first 90 days on shelf at a new stockist. Start with the three-step quarter one review. Review what happened, decide what things worked or didn't work, and then write your plan for quarter two and how you'll get product off the shelf and landing in more consumers' baskets. Think back to 3 months ago. You were probably in the full swing of recovering from the festive season. It was the end of a very busy time. Consumers during the earlier parts of quarter one may have been on holiday. The weather was changing, and people's expectations of themselves and their families were shifting from just the previous month with all the festivities. That shift was reflected in a retail buyer's focus too. Buyers moved away from the festive season and the focus on surviving the intense operational period and toward buying for the middle of the year special occasions. They may have been planning for Easter and Mother's Day, two occasions consumers are just beginning to think about now. Well, Mother's Day in the UK was in March, but in Australia and in America, it's in May. Thinking about this, my first question to you is, did you have a promotional calendar set at least 3 months ago that you're now able to leverage those special occasions? Or have you missed the boat? If it was the latter, that's not a great start to getting your product off the shelf. But don't worry, start today. Remember, you want to be a low maintenance supplier and a business brand building, a business brand builder, not just a product maker, if you want to thrive. Because suppliers who understand how to engage consumers are the best suppliers, and they're the founders who build sustainable businesses. They're the best suppliers because your consumers are the stockist consumers, and getting your product off the shelf and into more consumers' baskets is good for you and good for the retailer. Getting on the shelf is, of course, the end of the first phase of growing your brand. And to stay on the shelf, you need to work out what's going to get your product landing in more consumers' baskets, deliver good retailer margins, and grow your bottom line. Start with a business plan and then a promotional plan. Think about this. In the Northern Hemisphere right now, the weather is warming up. You're beginning to think about summer break and what consumers want during that time. In the Southern Hemisphere, the weather is beginning to cool down, and you should be beginning to plan for the end of the Australian financial year at the end of June, planning winter warmer activities, the activities that capture consumers' attention during these cooler months. As an example, is it the right time to do ice cream tasting? Some of my ice cream clients do, and they tell me that whilst individual ice creams do not sell as well during this time, tubs do relatively well in winter, and retailers give them more time to do the tastings than they do in the summer. Something to think about for your product type, anyway. Or is it the time to go on price promotion? What's your plan? If you did, what is the objective you're driving for? Any activity you undertake, make sure you set an objective. Objective setting is such a vastly underrated and underestimated business skill. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. An objective doesn't have to be sell 10 times more product, although obviously it could be. It really does depend on what your strategy is. What you don't want to do is suffer from the bandwagon effect. You know, the phenomenon whereby people do something simply based on the fact that a lot of other people are doing it too. Whenever we come across a behavior, product, or belief that is popular, we feel encouraged to adopt it or buy it too. Run your own race. Make decisions for your business based on the data you're collecting, not on somebody else's Instagram feed. One of my clients is rolling out a better-for-you confectionery brand in a major supermarket chain right now. The product has landed in the confectionery aisle, but it could have equally have landed in the health aisle. There are pros and cons to both, which we discussed. Foot traffic was one of them. When we spoke about her promotional plan, the objective wasn't to sell more volume in the short term, per se. It was to educate consumers that there are better-for-you items in the confectionery aisle. In marketing terms, it was top-of-the-funnel awareness building. If that client wasn't clear on her objective, perhaps she would have done what competitor brands were doing, which was discount. So back to discounting, my question to you is, can you afford to discount? Or on the flip side, can you afford not to discount? To answer those questions, there are key performance indicators that you need to measure for your brand and your competitors if you want to stay on shelf. Two questions. One, what are the number of units you sell per week per store? You know, you'll use this number to estimate sales in any other new stockist and to make sure that you're hitting the volume targets the retailer wants you to meet so you don't get delisted. That's another episode which we have scheduled, so subscribe to the show not to miss that one coming up very soon. And secondly, which week had the most and the least sales and why? Similar to the point I just made, you'll use this intel to estimate sales activity for any new stockist, but more importantly, it will help you track the patterns that begin to appear And noticing those patterns will help with every single part of your business operation. Demand planning is one. Cash flow management is another. Back to discounting. The answer lies in your forecast and in your actuals. Going on promotion may not be something you do in your first 90 days on shelf, but the decision to make either way is not a reactive one, but a strategic one. The answer is almost always in the numbers and aligning activities with quantifiable objectives. And sticking to a plan is also key. Let's take a quick break, and afterward, I'll tell you what the plan should include. Foodpreneurs Festival, a year's worth of value in one day. Whether you're new to the food and drink industry or a seasoned foodpreneur, get ready for an epic celebration of all things food and drink at Foodpreneurs Festival 2024. The Founders Luncheon on May 16 and the full day Everyone is Welcome Festival on May 17 in Sydney includes a packed schedule of events, including note-taking worthy talks, expert panel discussions, networking and collaboration opportunities, business building sessions with industry experts, an exciting showcase of the latest and greatest food and drink products, including yours, and loads more to help foodpreneurs get their products on retail shelves, land in more consumer baskets, and put more money in their pockets. We invite you to get glued to your seat and soak up all that our pain-saving speakers and industry experts have to share. Or put yourself and your product in the spotlight at one of our promotion zones. Wherever you land, you're sure to gain valuable insights and practical tips to help you successfully scale your packaged food and drink business. But that's not all. In an opportunity that's 64 times bigger than last year, Foodpreneurs Festival is hosting a thrilling event for packaged food and drink brand owners to take their shot at coming face to face with retail buyers and getting their products listed on retail shelves. Buyers are coming to buy for some of the biggest and specialist retailers from around Australia, USA, Canada, Europe, and UK, and representing a range of major retailers and department store brands for foodpreneurs to pitch to. If you want to see your product on more shelves, it's an opportunity not to be missed. At Foodpreneurs Festival HQ, we know no one really has the time to be traversing the country, flicking through Facebook pages, or hoping trade shows will be their one-stop shop, because they're not. So we've designed the festival so it provides the perfect opportunity for foodpreneurs to work on their business, doing a year's worth of promotion in one day with all the right people under one roof. So come and join us and soak up the vibrant atmosphere and connect with fellow foodpreneurs and values-aligned industry experts. It doesn't matter if you're looking to learn something new, meet new people, fill your little black book with contacts, or simply wanting to have a day out of the kitchen. Foodpreneurs Festival 2024 is for you. The festival is accessible to everyone with a valid ticket, including those with limited mobility. Check the website for the latest schedule and tickets. They are now on sale. Visit foodpreneursfestival.com. So, what should your 90-day plan include? Firstly, have a plan that you're ready and able to execute. That's the pre-work that will ensure you're a success. And what I mean when I say able to execute, I mean when you get the yes to land on the shelf, at the very least, your distribution, forecasting, and promotion plan all need to be written down and reviewed. Secondly, you've got two ways to play it. I'm a fan of the latter, but I'll give you both. Let your product find its natural place in the category by landing on the shelf first and see what happens. What I mean by that is Watch what consumers do with your product on shelf. Do they even notice it? Buy it? How much are they paying for it? How do they perceive it compared to your competitors? That's the natural way. Or start out in front and manage a marketing promotion campaign at the same time as it rolls out in your new stockist. That could consist of one or a combination of the following. Sampling in and around key stockist locations. Sampling has consistently proven to be one of the most successful sales tools for specialty producers, with conversion rates of 90%, not that unusual. But sampling comes at a cost, mainly time and product. If that's for you, build the costs into your sell price and marketing budget. Next, an influencer campaign to target new customers is another option, as is emailing existing database to let them know where they can now buy the product, or publishing a video series that carries new consumers as they learn more on a journey of know, like, and trust. For this to succeed, it's important to remember that not everyone is at the same place along their journey with your brand at the same time. So managing the right messages are delivered at the right time is key. We've got a session on the main stage at Foodpreneurs Festival called Beyond the Shelf, Brand Loyalty or Bust, with one scene bean founder, Louisa Ford, to help you with this. You'll learn how to create curiosity, captivate consumers, and convert them to paying customers. And lastly, what about value-based price promotions? Have you tried one of those? A spice and rub maker who worked with me to scale her business implemented a buy three spice blends or rubs and get one free value offer. The objective of the promotion was to increase sales of her spice shakers by driving trial, by incentivizing customers to buy another shaker so they could try another variant. And it worked. The campaign was very successful. In the month prior, sales were 17 sales of two shakers and 3 sales of 4 shakers. In the following month, 17 became 7 sales of 2 shakers, but rather than 3 sales of 4 shakers, the sales increased to 22. A 700% plus uplift in volume and a 20% profit uplift. This data helped with decision making for the following quarter promotional plan. And it also helped, upon reflection, define the customer or the consumer marketing messages even further. How successful are your promotions? Have they led to more of your products being purchased and/or more money in your pocket? What is your plan for your first 90 days on shelf? Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you found today's insights valuable and that you'll implement those in your food and drink business. I'd like to ask you now to help me help more foodpreneurs put more money in their pocket by giving me an honest rating. 5 stars would be lovely, but that's up to you. Write a review and subscribe to this podcast on your platform of choice. The more you tell me what you like and the momentum builds for the Foodpreneur with Chelsea Ford podcast, the easier it will be for me to help you land more accounts, get more product in more consumers' hands, and put more money in your pocket. And together, we'll keep ensuring consumers have a choice of brands so they don't just stock big food products in their pantries, in their kids' lunchboxes, and at their celebrations. So thank you for taking a moment to do that.